The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Amy, and welcome to my podcast, Aims for the Future, where I discuss some of my personal experiences. In this episode, I want to share some of my aims for the future with you all. But first, I want to take a moment to once again thank all of you for tuning in to each of my episodes every week. I made this podcast so that I could share my stories with people in the hope that it would comfort and inspire them. The love and support I've received from putting out these episodes has given me so much motivation and self-confidence. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Now let's get into my aims for the future. Number one, become less obsessive and hyper-aware about my health. As many of you will know, if you listened to my episode about OCD, for the past 2 years, I've suffered from extreme health anxiety, which has led me to Googling symptoms of diseases several times a day and booking countless doctor's appointments. Health anxiety hasn't just had a knock-on effect on my mental health, it's also led to many arguments with my family. In 2026, I really want to learn how to accept uncertainty and stop allowing worries about my health to control other aspects of my daily life. 2. Start living independently. I've had thoughts about moving out of my family home since I was around 17, but only in the past few months have I made steps towards actually doing so. Over the past 2 years especially, I've felt myself gradually outgrow the family unit, and this has led to tension between me and my family members. Last month, I began making weekly bids on properties using HomeFinder. My goal is to move out sometime next year, and I'm determined to do everything possible in order to make that goal a reality. Number 3. Learn how to drive. Learning how to drive has been a dream of mine for as long as I can remember. There is truly nothing I love more than being in a car and blasting music. Up until this point, I have felt too scared to take driving lessons. Next year, I really want to conquer this fear. I believe having my own car will benefit my mental health massively, as it will enable me to have my own freedom to go wherever I want. There is also the benefit of making myself more available for employment. Number 4. Continue attending Vectors Radio. I've really enjoyed my experience so far of being at Vectors Radio, and I'm really excited to see where this journey will take me in 2026. Being on Vectors Radio has had a hugely positive influence on my confidence, and I'm eternally grateful to have been given this opportunity. Number 5. Eventually live on the mainland. I've lived on the Isle of Wight since I was a baby, and have always been fond of the island. However, in recent years, I've decided that I don't see myself living here permanently. I'm not sure whereabouts on the mainland I see myself living yet. This will all depend on what I decide to do career-wise. Thank you so much for listening, as always. It is greatly appreciated.